Frederick John Eversley is the creator of this piece, Pale Lens, along with many other artworks that involve the same concept. He himself was born in New York, 1941. He attended Brooklyn Technical High, as well as Carnegie Institute of Technology, from which he received an electrical engineering degree. Frederick Eversley retired from his engineering career at only 25. All of his works are focused on various types of energy, and all conform to the optical principles of physics. He has made many variations of this piece, some scintillating and colorful. One of the reasons his work is so prepossessing is that they reflect light on the viewer, an aspect I noticed in the museum. This particular creation was made from polyester and looks, as the title implies, like a lens. In the description at the museum, it is written to look through into another world, which intrigued me due to my interest in the theory of alternate dimensions. The ideas in his piece are very fascinating to me. I love the idea of looking into another world. Some theories include lack of proof that the universe isn't infinite. Actually, it's likely. And if that's true, if you look far enough into space-time, there are infinite versions of you. Light has only traveled 13.7 billion miles since the Big Bang, which makes up the observable universe. The rest consists of other universes. In theory, another one, every world could be a brain world, hovering just out of reach of ours. These parallel universes could have more than just three dimensions of space and one of time, like ours, and time could be invented by the brain to keep everything from happening at once. Math in itself could be an alternate universe. This is not deliberately, it's science. This universe is full of strange conditions such as tracheomania, and may not be alone. And really, how are we to know the appearance of other worlds? This has been Alyssa with another Bulldog Podcast.